Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
More issues with meat. Yes, you can quote me on that. More issues with meat. So we have a recall of 35,000 pounds of Johnsonville turkey kielbasa smoked sausage after customers reported finding pieces of rubber in them. I do not think that's a good thing. Psalm Partners LLC is the company that has recalled the 35,000 pounds of Johnsonville turkey kielbasa smoked sausage. Certain packages of the turkey kielbasa smoked sausages have been recalled because, it may have been contaminated with pieces of rubber. And so the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced the recall after Wisconsin-based Psalm Partners LLC received complaints from customers who claim, I think I found some rubber in my meat. So while the company claims that they have not received any reports of adverse reactions or injury as a result of the problem, a recall was initiated, and I'm sure this was just out of an abundance of caution. The company estimates that 35,430 pounds of sausage is part of the recall. It specifically involves the 12-ounce vacuum-packed packages containing a single piece of Johnsonville Polish kielbasa turkey sausage, and the sausages were produced between October 30th and 31st of 2023. Think of that, those 2 days. And they produced at least 35,000 pounds of turkey kielbasa. So, you know what you do. If you find, if you have one of the recalled products, you need to either throw it away, which I say no to, and you should return it to the place of purchase and get your money back. Or, you tell them, you go to the store and you say, hey, I had a Johnsonville turkey kielbasa smoked sausage that I bought. It's part of the recall. Why don't you just give me another turkey kielbasa? And then you eat both of them. And if one, you get a hunk of rubber in one of them, well. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. I think that Japan is going to be attacked by a giant cat very, very soon. So one Japanese city is on high alert for a potentially toxic cat who fell into a vat of carcinogenic chemicals at a steel manufacturing plant and then escaped into the streets. We all have seen this movie before. And they can't find the cat now. And so they're concerned. They've got people on high alert looking for this cat. The cat is going to come out of the sewers, the size of Godzilla, very, very soon. So residents of Fukuyama were warned to be on the lookout for an abnormal looking cat and instructed, do not approach, do not touch, but call the authorities. Okay. What happened? Well, this cat is believed to have fallen into a tank of molten chromium at the Nomura plating factory over the weekend. Yeah, you mix a cat with some molten chromium. Weeks from now, we're going to have a giant cat attacking Japan. The worker who arrived for their shift at the factory discovered a mysterious trail of yellow paw prints across the parking lot. Employees then checked the security camera and found footage showing the kitty entering the factory the night before. Now, the company that owns the factory said a sheet covering a tank of hexavalent chromium, which is orange and brown in color and highly acidic, was turned over. They believe the cat climbed onto the sheet and plunged into the vat of the toxic chemical, which is kept at 122 degrees Fahrenheit. The hexavalent chromium can cause a variety of health defects, from skin irritation to rashes to respiratory problems to blindness to cancer to the growth of this cat being 800 feet tall and attacking a country. It was me. They didn't say that. So employees who work with the substance often used in plating and welding must wear rubber gloves and masks for protection. So the cat definitely didn't have that problem. Now the company said, hey, you know, this has woke us up to the need to take measures to prevent small animals like cats from sneaking in. It's too late. The cat is already there. It's already been poisoned. It's now hiding and growing exponentially. We are going to have a giant cat attacking Japan very, very soon. And don't nobody want a part of this cat who fell into the molten chromium. It's not going to be funny when this thing is attacking Japan, I'll tell you that. I mean, it's a $1 million idea for a comic book or a short film, the Fukuyama Monster, for sure. You could talk about maybe the molten monster or the chromium cat. Something to that measure. You're welcome, by the way. That's a $1 million idea. Go ahead and use it. You know, if you're traveling to Japan or anywhere else for that matter, this may be a good time to remind you that you need the Jace case. Go to jacemedical.com. You can enter the code Jeffy at checkout for a discount on your order. Jacemedical.com. Look, the Jace case is a personalized emergency medication kit that contains 5 essential antibiotics, which treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. It's customizable with dozens of add-on medications available, so you can choose the ones that best fit you and your family's needs. They even have ivermectin as an add-on option. And you can get gift cards for your family or loved ones that are about to travel or that may need it. And then they can even customize it to the way they need, and they have their own Jace case. Look, there was a time when vital medications didn't get rationed in the United States. That time is no longer, and we used to think that that only happened in other countries. Well, not anymore. It happens here as well. So all you have to do is go online, fill out a form, and then you get the prescriptions, the life-saving medications delivered right to your door. The Jace case gives you peace of mind so that you're not just hoping you have access to medication in an emergency. You actually have it. JaceMedical.com. 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 You can enter the code Jeffy, JeffY, at checkout for a discount on your order. Promo code Jeffy at JaceMedical.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Congratulations to Dallas Seavey. Dallas Seavey, he is the Iditarod champion. This guy is an Iditarod blue blood. He won and even got penalized early on in the race. And why did he get penalized? Well, he had to kill a moose. And part of the rules of the Iditarod is if you have some sort of animal encounter where you have to put it down, you have to gut the animal. And so he shot the moose with his handgun that he had. and which is amazing. It's a pretty big handgun. And then he realized he had to gut the moose, and he took about 10 minutes to gut the moose, which was not fast enough, according to the rule makers. So they went ahead and fined him 2 hours, which eventually did not even cost him the race, because he started the second to last checkpoint with a 3-hour lead. I mean, he was kicking butt on that. So then, and then because he shot the moose, because the moose injured one of his dogs. So that was an issue. Now, he's been in the record books at the Iditarod forever. He became the youngest musher to run in the race. In 2012, it became its youngest champion. He also won Iditarod championships in 2014, 2015, 2016, 21. I mean, he's the guy. He's the guy. And he's been tied with the now-retired musher, Rick Swenson. You, of course, know Rick Swenson. I mean, Swenson won the Iditarod in 77, 79, 81, 82, and 91. Duh. Now, his family is a big-time Iditarod blue blood. His grandfather helped organize and ran the first Iditarod in 1973. And his father is a 3-time champion. So it's a big deal. Now, he started out as a wrestler, then he got concussions, and he said, you know what, I want to go back to what I know best, and that's running the Iditarod, which he has done. So now I will say this, there's been some issues this year. Not only, I mean, did he get a dog injured and kill the moose, but we also had two other separate teams had dogs collapse and die. And so then there was another dog who died. Then they tried to resuscitate all three dogs, and it was unsuccessful. So we lost three dogs this year. Now, the dogs that were lost were, you know, they were beginner Iditarod people. Mushers Isaac Tieford of Salt Lake City and Hunter Keefe of Kinnick. Both voluntarily scratched, or they would have been removed from the race, according to the race marshal, because the dogs in their care died during the race. It's part of the rules. What are you going to do? They're planning necropsies, but they don't know what you know, why these dogs died. Now, our friends at PETA, they do not like the Iditarod, and they especially don't like the Iditarod when animals are dying. And so they're calling for an immediate end to this nightmare before any more corpses are added to the towering pile. This race is already amassed. I mean, the Iditarod is, it's like the Alaskan Mardi Gras. I mean, this is part, people line up and party. I mean, they have the preliminary race, the ceremonial run in Anchorage, the day before the actual race begins, which the race actually begins north of Anchorage. And so, I mean, but they have the ceremonial race. It's a big deal. They all get together and, you know, the bars make money. They cheer. Everybody's making money. The police are there escorting them. It's a big deal. Like I said, it's Mardi Gras in Alaska with dogs. That doesn't change the fact that PETA is unhappy with this event. Their executive vice president, Tracy Ryman, said that this year's Iditarod has been the deadliest in recent years. 5 dogs were killed in snow machine incidents before this race even began. The Iditarod is the shame of Alaska. How many more dogs need to die before this stops? Dogs' lives are worth more than this. They really aren't, though. They really aren't. They're just mush dogs, and we moved on with our life. But PETA has not moved on. I mean, mush dogs' lives matter. Am I right? Of course you are. Now, they had, you know, they like to throw in the fact that a couple of the racers were disqualified. Apparently, one of them has allegedly choked his girlfriend. You know, he couldn't. Now, they reinstated him, Eddie Burke Jr. He was the rookie of the year last year, but he had these allegations of violence against women. But they reinstated him because they were just allegedly charges. That's all. Nothing happened. But he ultimately withdrew because he had leased his dogs to other mushers. And then once he was not disqualified, he couldn't reassemble his team in time for the race. So then there was another guy that got the boot for personal and professional conduct, which is part of the racing rules. So we'll see what happens with the old Iditarod. I don't foresee the Mardi Gras of Alaska going away anytime soon, even though PETA should be selling shirts, Mush Dogs Lives Matter. They should be selling those shirts. Absolutely. Would I buy one? Not a chance. Do I actually believe that? Not so much. I believe it. Do I want dogs to die? No. But I'm not. I say, you know, what a bummer that they did. I don't want them to, but, you know, so be it. Probably why PETA is not a fan of me. Let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Let's see, we have a new Houses of the Hoity Toity. A Shore Club in Miami Beach is looking to set a record for the most expensive apartment, most expensive place sold. It's an Art Deco hotel in Miami, built originally in the 1930s. You can get the penthouse, 10,500 square feet, 7,500 square feet of terraces, private rooftop pool, and the sale is pending for $120 million. I know. So this Witkoff and Moreau in 2021 unveiled redevelopment plans of the Shore Club. And they had the architects put it together, the Kobe Karp architecture and interior design. And man, when you want interior design, you definitely have to go to Kobe and Karp architecture. The redevelopment of the Shore Club and the Cromwell Hotel, built in the 1930s, will also include a new 200-foot tall tower. So you can get it in that place. You don't have to spend the $120 million on the penthouse. You can get other places, you know, like the dump down on the third floor for $6 million. You might be able to get a place up on the seventh or eighth floor for $40 million, something like that. But you're not getting the penthouse for any less than $120 million. Even if you won the lotto. I mean, let's say there was no winner in the Powerball drawing last night. So the Powerball drawing goes to $600 million jackpot, $293.4 cash payout. And the Mega Millions, that drawing is tomorrow, the 15th of March, 2024. Mega Millions is $792 million jackpot with $381.8 million cash payout. Really, you win that, you don't want to spend $120 million on a condo in Miami, right? I mean, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. You're spending $120 million on a joint, you're worth more than just, you know, the Mega Millions jackpot, for sure. Let's say you don't hit the lotto. Maybe you could move to Baltimore. Baltimore has proposed selling abandoned homes for $1 each. You get a home in Baltimore for $1. You know, the sad thing is you still have to live in Baltimore. But more than 13,500 homes in Baltimore remain vacant, with the city owning just under 900 of them. So the new proposal would allow the sale of the homes to private buyers for just $1, to nonprofits for $1,000, and to developers for $3,000. Now, the catch is you have to spend $90,000 on renovations. Private buyers would also have to move into the properties within 1 year and live in them for 5 years. They claim these properties have been sitting vacant and abandoned. We all know all the things that come with that. Yeah, crime and people moving in, squatters saying this is where we're staying now. So good luck, God bless, in saving Baltimore. I would say that's probably a pretty good deal. Although if you're a developer, you could take a neighborhood and spend, you know, $3,000 a house, and still you're going to have to spend, you could probably cut a deal with the city. They say you have to agree to spend $90,000 on renovations. I'm sure that if you went to Baltimore and said, hey, I'm going to buy this block of how many of our houses, 6 to 10 houses, and I'll give you, you know, $2,000 a house, and I promise to do at least $50,000 of renovations on each house. We'll get it up and running, and I'll have people living in them within a year. I'm sure Baltimore would say, you know what? Go ahead. Nonprofits are going to buy a house or two, and that's going to be there to help the homeless, right? They can set up, they can renovate, and then they can be there to help the homeless. And I know we don't call them homeless anymore. I guess we're supposed to call them unsheltered. Huh? One unsheltered person I was reading about, or homeless person I was reading about over the weekend, he prefers inner city off-grid living. Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. You are unsheltered, inner city, off-grid living. That came from a story out of Tucson where they have a community program where they have a mobile shower trailer that travels across the city, and they offer like 15-minute warm showers and resources for the unsheltered community. It's kind of... I like the idea. I actually like the idea. Taking a shower is something most, and this is, you know, Tucsonians, don't think twice about. They can start their days and end their nights with a simple act of personal hygiene. But for some of the unsheltered, it could be days, weeks, or even months. And that's true, you know, around the nation. So they've started this new portable shower trailer that offers warm showers for free. Nothing is for free, but okay. To individuals experiencing homelessness and others going through a tough time. So you can just say, yeah, I'm having a tough time. Can I go take a shower? Yeah, go ahead. So the 5-person mobile shower trailer moves around town to help underserved communities. So, and they give a list of where the trailer shows up and when you can come and visit. It's a pilot program. It launched early last year thanks to grants from Project Gateway, an Arizona Department of Housing funding opportunity. Huh. I wonder where that money comes from. Oh, I know. Taxes. And the HCD's Housing First Program Director, Brandy Champion. Okay. So it was launched with a borrowed shower. Now they have a trailer, and it includes 5 showers, including an ADA compliance shower. Good. Yeah. You don't want anybody that's unhoused in a wheelchair that can't just roll in and get hosed off. Don't want that at all. Got it? So what they do is volunteers happily explain. They write down some basic information when you show up, and you put your belongings in a storage chest. Yeah, I hope that storage chest just, you go ahead and just hose that stuff down. You have 15 minutes to take a warm shower, then leave your dirty towel in a large plastic bucket by the trailer when you're done. Then hand him a clean towel and a fresh pair of underwear before he heads inside the trailer. So he takes a shower, and then he comes back out and wears the dirty stuff again. Aren't you going to clean that up for him? No, he just has to take a shower. He gets clean underwear and a clean towel to dry off, and then he has to put that nasty, dirty clothes back on? Okay. All right, if you say so, anything to help the unsheltered, homeless, inner city, off-grid living, anything to help that. I actually like this idea a lot. I think we need to do something with their clothes as well. If we're going to help them, we need to help them in all facets of their life, right? And so I realize taking a shower is a wonderful thing, and they feel clean and they feel better about themselves, and it probably would cut down on some crimes and cut down on harming other people or themselves. But we need to go ahead and think about, you know, showing up for a shower and getting putting your clothes in some kind of machine to wash and put back on after your 15-minute shower. Can we do that in 15 minutes? Is there a way to wash clothes real quick and then dry them so that you can put them on in 15 minutes? Not sure about that, but we need to make that happen.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive,
as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What is happening with the airline industry? I don't know. I don't know. We've talked a little bit about some of the things that have happened inside the airline industry. I mean, we have the story of the Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner traveling from Sydney to New Zealand, where they it dropped suddenly, and many people were not wearing their seatbelts. That's on them. Several people were treated for minor injuries at the airport. 13 were taken to the hospital. The airlines called it strong movement. Now, according to what we're looking at, they're saying it was a technical issue that flung passengers around the cabin, injuring 50. Then we had another plane make an emergency landing when flames burst out of the engine mid-flight. Well, I mean, we're still talking about the door plug. the door that opened after the plug flew off on the Boeing 737 MAX 9 during that Alaskan Airlines flight. I mean, they will not let that go. You'd think they'd already be got done with that. It was just a door. Some bolts were loose and it flew off. Nobody even flew out of the airplane. They just got a little scared. Get over it. We have criminal investigations against Boeing. We have the whistleblower who was raising concerns about the company's production line and the production companies and how they were letting things slide. Well, he is now committed suicide. They found him dead in his vehicle. Anybody else want a whistleblow? No? Okay, we're done. No kidding. But the problem is now is that Boeing has tapered off its production, and many would say good, but that means they're, you know, one of the two main airplane suppliers. So now airlines are going to have fewer aircrafts, right? So Southwest, which is, you know, they fly Boeing 737 planes. They plan to receive 58 of Boeing's 737 MAX 8 planes. But now, we're only going to get 46, I guess. So, yeah, we're not going to get any of the MAX 7 jets. So good luck on getting new planes for Southwest, and good luck having enough planes for people to fly. United Airlines puts a pause on hiring pilots. Alaska Airlines says its capacity for the year is in flux. Ryanair lowering its passenger forecast, all because Boeing can't deliver planes. Now, Airbus, Boeing's biggest rival, is happy. They delivered 49 planes in February compared to Boeing's 27. But still, that's an issue. Then I see a story from Frontier Airlines, and I think this is just in response to, hey, we still love you. We do. You should come fly with us. Frontier Airlines has announced a new seating option. So customers are going to be able to use upfront plus seats. And those are going to be the first two rows of the aircraft. It's a seating option that will provide customers with extra space and comfort during flights. Upfront plus seats are available only in the first two rows of the aircraft. Customers in those seats will get a guaranteed window or aisle seat with extra legroom and an empty middle seat. Isn't that special? Many customers strongly prefer a seating option that offers extra space when flying. Yeah, you think so, Frontier Airlines CEO Barry Biffle? Boy, you really have your finger on the pulse of America with that, don't you? Yeah, you sure do. What? Many customers strongly prefer a seating option that offers extra space when flying? Now, I got it. Good, thank you, whatever. But they say that this upfront plus seating for flights departing on or after April 10th, you start with the upgrade at $49, which isn't too unreasonable. The upgrades will only be available through April 30th. So, I mean, it's only going to be available for a month? What are we, is it a trial run? What are we doing? I don't understand. You're telling us, yeah, we know customers strongly prefer a seating option that offers extra space when flying, and we're going to give it to them, you know, for a month. We're going to charge them a little more, but only for a month. We can't guarantee that you're going to We're going to offer that forever. Wow, thanks, Frontier. Then I see where Congressman Dan Crenshaw is still whining about his wife's interaction between United Airlines and the TSA and over the dog. And if you haven't seen the video, I guess they gave his wife a hard time, and he's still pissed at the airlines because they blew him off. You know, he's a congressman, and he expected somebody to bend the knee to him. And United and TSA were like, yeah, so what? Yeah, good luck, God bless. Well, he has said that he wants to now mandate that airlines and airline employees have to wear body cams. I think I'm okay with that. I really do. I think I'm okay with them all wearing body cams so that we can, you know, actually see what is happening other than somebody's iPhone recording from one angle and starting at a late time and ending at an early time. We can actually get an idea of what is going on these airlines. That's not a bad idea. Now, I will say someone pointed out, irritated woman on X, by the way, she pointed out, or he or they or them, pointed out that they believe that politicians should also wear body cams. I love that idea more than having the United Airlines or any airline employees wearing body cams. Yes, every politician should be mandated to wear a body cam, and that thing should not be turned off ever. Ever. You're a public servant, and we want to know who you're talking to, when you're talking to them, how long you're talking to them, all of it. And if it shuts off, we want full documentation. Will it ever happen? Yeah. Good luck. Speaking of body cams, I see where, according to a new Reuters investigation, at least 128 people have filed a police complaint saying sexual content of them ended up on OnlyFans without their consent. That includes a woman who alleges a video of her rape was sold on OnlyFans. Oh my gosh, horrific, if true. The report arrives amid the rapid growth of AI-generated porn. Over 90% of deep fake porn videos target women and are non-consensual. Legal recourse for victims is limited. There's currently no federal law that criminalizes the distribution of non-consensual porn. On top of that, police departments aren't always aware of the nuances of state laws when it comes to non-consensual porn. According to one legal expert, of the 128 cases police investigated in the Reuters report, only 28 ended in an arrest. Only 3 people went to jail. OnlyFans CEO says, we review 100% of the content on the platform, and our terms of service says we have no obligation to do so. So why don't you back off us, okay? It's not us. It's them, okay? When we find it, we get rid of it. But we're not responsible, okay? We don't have to. We have no obligation to do so. But you know what? We do. So you're welcome. Wow, today's the day. It's Pi Day, 314. It's recognized by the House. It's everywhere. It is Pi Day. And so you can have a pie or you can celebrate pie, whatever you like to do. And it's also the day that Blaze TV releases the third installment in the Blaze Originals series, available only to Blaze TV Plus subscribers, Texas versus the Feds, how the elites use the border crisis against us. And we talked to Jason Buttrell yesterday about this, and they found an alarming way around the Texas National Guard border blockade to show viewers at home what is really going on. Just incredible. Go to blazeoriginals.com and use the code border crisis. blazeoriginals.com, use the code border crisis, and you're going to get $30 off your Blaze TV Plus subscription. Now, I don't know if you go to blazetv.com/Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, and then use the promo code Border Crisis, maybe this show gets credit. But either way, you can get $30 off your Blaze TV subscription, your Blaze TV Plus subscription, with the offer code Border Crisis at blazeoriginals.com. I mean, the mainstream media's narrative didn't really pan out on the Eagle Pass crisis, and the Blaze Original team, along with Jason Buttrell, who's, I guess, the Blaze Originals team, shows you why. So go to blazeoriginals.com and use the code Border Crisis and get your $30 off your Blaze TV Plus subscription. You can also follow me on X at JeffyJFR. Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio. You can follow me on YouTube, Chewing the Fat at TheBlaze.com. You can email the show, ChewingTheFat at TheBlaze.com anytime. And you can order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR on Cameo. And as I've said before, that's not free. Yeah, I know. It's just the way it works. That's the way Cameo works. You order the Cameo, you tell me whether you want to be happy, sad, glad, mad, or mean, and then I do it. And then you pay Cameo, and then Cameo pays me. That's the way it works. So that's what you do. Couple of businesses in trouble, though. I see where Adidas, posted its first annual loss in 30 years and warned that U.S. sales are hurting. So they claim that everything's fine around the world, and we're trying to, you know, sell off all of Ye's stuff, but we're trying to distance ourselves from Ye. But in the U.S., we are posted a loss, and we don't know what is going on, but it is not good. Then I see where there's an issue with the old Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree said that it plans to shutter 1,000 stores. Holy cow. The company, which operates 16,700 plus stores, will close 600 Family Dollar locations in the next year, which accounts for 12% of that chain. It'll close an additional 370 Family Dollars and 30 Dollar Trees over the next few years. Dollar Tree CEO Rick Dreiling blamed inflation and a decrease in SNAP benefits. Those bastards at the government decreasing SNAP benefits. The company also faced challenges since outbidding rival Dollar General in 2015. Yeah, they paid $8 billion to acquire that. And according to the CEO, who's he could be blamed for this, I guess. It turns out that the Family Dollar stores were in atrocious shape. And Dollar Tree has spent the last 9 years trying to clean them up. Shouldn't you have known that going in? Or were you just too enamored with the Dollar General, so you had to just take it over for $8 billion? And I'm sure that Family Dollar chain was like, yeah, we'll take $8 billion. No problem. We are in deep trouble, and we need the money. And I'm just going to take the money and run. I mean, last year, Family Dollar was fined $41.6 million, which really probably should have been more, for selling products from a rodent-infested warehouse in Arkansas. So Dollar General is the fastest-growing retailer in the country still, opening 1,000 stores last year, but that's gonna slow down now. I mean, they're facing community pushback from, well, you have the online retailers like Temu and Shein, S-H-E-I-N. I don't know that I've ever seen or tried to do business with that particular online mega cheap rival. Temu I see all the time. And I think to myself, boy, that's a good price for that product. And then I never go there. It's kind of like going to Dollar General. You go, that's... I mean, Dollar General is just like a regular store now, right? It's the Dollar Tree and the Family Dollar stores. The Family Dollar stores are a step down from Dollar General, and then the Dollar Tree is a step down from all three of those as far as products and prices and where they're coming. But the Dollar Tree, which is, I think, you know, everything's a dollar. I don't think everything's a dollar anymore. I think everything's $1.25, $1.50. And they're for sure not just a dollar at Dollar General or Family Dollar. You can you could for sure count on that. Another thing you can count on is me having Rocket Man burning out of here in space alone in my head for the rest of the day. And I think it's going to be a long, long time. I mean, happy birthday to SpaceX. Today is the birthday of SpaceX, March 14th, 2002. They launched a Super Heavy Starship rocket this morning. They have another rocket ship they're blasting off tonight. We had astronauts return to Earth in the Dragon space capsule the other day. And Japan had one of their Space One Kairos rocket exploded on one of their inaugural flights. They were hoping to put some satellites up into space. And so they had a rocket explode just seconds after the inaugural flight. And that's not the first time that's happened to the Japan flight. Now, they claim that it was, you know, obviously a setback. And it was a private firm, Space One. They wanted to be the first company in Japan to put a satellite in orbit. No word on whether it was the poisoned giant cat that made this rocket explode or not, but it was carrying experimental government satellites and that would temporarily replace intelligence satellites, and it was terminated flight after launch. So they're investigating the flight data. So something happened and then the systems went into autonomous flight termination mode and just exploded it right there. So I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me around again to find. I tell you, I'll stop. I'll give you the joke of the day. Okay. Now, I did not write this joke. That's the joke of the day. However, I could have, and I believe I have said it before in the past, but this particular word-for-word joke, I did not write, but it's well worth the joke. I went for a run, but I came back home after 2 minutes because I forgot something. I forgot that I'm fat and can't run for more than 2 minutes. Again, don't look at me. I didn't write that.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.